concerned with sort of the worldwide widespread of the hillbillies, but it's a cool thing to finally play a stage like this. We play a lot of different situations just on the East Coast. People know, you know, New York's a very big market, so we're a big, very big place to do a lot of different things. And we sort of have a lot of fun there, but this is a great thing. It's sort of nice to be sort of to play in front of a traditional crowd that listens to this kind of music and to hear their reaction to it. Reaction is really great, so it makes us feel really good about what we're doing, because I guess in a sense we're sort of isolated from the mainstream of the string band community. You know, we're out in the Ohio Valley or in Nashville, although we visited those places, so it's really nice to come out to some place like Tacoma, and where the music really lives in a way. You know, people live this way. We play and we literally dance into it. You know, and that was like nice to see last night.
Been together from what I've read, at least. You've been together for 10 years, right?
Yeah, so 1.4, yeah, right. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm.
And kind of tell me, take me back to like the spark that really started and motivated you to pull together a band to showcase this type of music.
Well, quite a long time ago, sometime back maybe in the 80s, I guess, I was playing at a party with a drummer, and I suddenly realized that, wait a minute, this is dance music. That's what I was heading for. I wish I could get a band together that sort of played my old style, but moved the music into rotation, just like blues groups have done everything else. What happened to that music? And I started thinking about that then. It took a while, and eventually I started getting together with bass players and guitar players and forming different versions of this until it sort of evolved over time.
Who's the first guy you met?
None of these guys.
Oh, really? Okay. So you've had a few different lineups.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing this for a long time. For the last 7 or 8 years, it's been a trio or quartet. You know, based with a fine Norris five-string banjo player was great. Mm-hmm. That's what I was really trying to get. You know, and I used just guitar players before. We sort of patterned ourselves after Mississippi Sheik, sort of.
Oh.
Or Murph Ribble's band. I don't care about that. Those are all black bands.
Okay.
Nobody knows that.
I'm going to slip in one more just for a quick kind of lesson, because you touched on this in the room. Kind of tell me in a nutshell, give me the breakdown that a lot of people think of this is bluegrass, but you make the distinction, no, it's old-time music or string band.
Right. Bluegrass is particularly something that starts with Bill Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And who went around, grew up listening to string bands, a lot of which were probably black players. For the turn of the century, string band, Earl McDonald discovered the jug was a good substitute for a bass. And so the string bands during the early part of the century had jug bands. And as many as a 10 of them played at the Kentucky Derby game. Those bands and bands like that, and players like that, were the influence for Bill Monroe's music, which is more of a mixture of Scots Irish singing and that kind of music. And that's what bluegrass is. But the music earlier played by black players, banjo and fiddle music in the 19th century, and string band is sort of the basis. Of course, there were black and white players playing together in those days, too. But that music, that old music, is what they call old time, and it's sort of the root of what bluegrass is.